information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Getting much, much closer. All the air defences are opening up all around me at the moment. All around me. To the west, there are surface-to-air missiles arcing upwards. It looks like a large explosion. Wow. That's really rocked.
The possibility of a Western-led attack on Iran is growing by the day. Up until recently, the very thought of such an action was considered remote and something of a last resort for the likes of the US, UK and Israel. Sanctions and negotiation were the primary approach. However, in recent weeks, the situation appears to have dramatically altered. The rhetoric now has an air of confrontation about it. In all camps, there now seems to be a sense of preparation for an imminent conflict. It would seem that such a conflict is now on the cards, the question being a case of when and not if the West strikes. Perhaps the only pertinent question to now ask is what form this conflict will take. We have seen several key developments in the last few months that indicate a growing tension in the region. The most notable has been the continuing covert war of sabotage being waged on Iran by the West. Western intelligence agencies have been interfering with the progress of Iran's nuclear program for some time now. It started with the highly sophisticated Stuxnet worm, designed to target the hardware designed by Siemens that drives the physical processes of an alleged operation to create nuclear weapons. Stuxnet was the first reported act of cyber warfare against Iran, and reportedly caused significant damage to the country's timelines. Whether those timelines be linked to a nuclear weapons program or just an attempt to progress a peaceful atomic energy plan. In recent weeks, we have now seen assassinations of key scientists, including one case where a huge explosion at a remote long-range missile factory killed the lead scientist of the whole program. Add to that the recent ransacking of the British embassy by elements of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and a downed US drone over Iranian airspace, and you get a sense of a war footing emerging, and perhaps even the signs of the opening salvos of that war. The form this imminent conflict will take is open to speculation. On the one hand, it is clear that there could be a significant air contingent. Israeli jets, perhaps backed by the US jet stations in the region, could strike at pre-designated targets inside Iran. Unlike the recent conflict in Libya, such an air sortie would likely prove costly. Iran has an air force of its own, consisting of an estimated 530 aircraft in total, including roughly 100 air superiority jets. Those would likely be mostly serviceable and crewed by relatively well-trained personnel, in comparison to Gaddafi's forces during the recent Libya conflict. In addition to this, Iran possibly possesses a sophisticated modern air defence system supplied to them by Russia. Known as the S-300 missile defence system, this is a potential game-changer if in Iranian possession. It can engage multiple targets at extremely long ranges of up to 200 kilometres and is mobile and therefore easily hidden. Russia has denied that the agreement to sell this system ever reached closure. However, such a statement may have merely been designed to cover up the real dealings between the two states. Even if an air campaign against Iran proved effective, the conflict would not end there. Iran would retaliate in every way possible, as stated by their president. Ground forces would likely move to capture and block the Straits of Hormuz, a location that sees 40% of the world's oil supplies pass through it annually. There would also no doubt be a strike against Western shipping in the region. Iran possesses highly effective Soviet-era anti-ship missiles known as Sunburns, which can target ships at long range and move at such speed that countermeasures are not always effective. As a result of these probable Iranian reactions, we could see a Western response that far outweighs any potential initial plan. Ground troops would need to be called in to move and secure strategic locations. There is also a likely danger of many downed Western aircraft and crews being captured behind enemy lines. Iraq could also be the staging ground for Iranian troops entering in via the eastern border. US troops in the area would be forced to engage them, thus initiating a ground conflict. To defeat Iran and prevent retaliatory actions, the West would need to commit to a long war. It would also be a situation where the only real end would come if Western troops entered into Iran and captured key cities, forcing a regime change through rebellion or surrender. In a situation like this, all eventualities would need to be considered, including potential terrorist strikes on Western infrastructure and Hezbollah attacks in Israel. A front would likely open up in Lebanon, where Iranian-backed forces would likely be instructed to initiate rocket attacks. A repeat of the 2006 conflict would therefore be a likelihood. Only this time, there would be a far greater presence of Hezbollah forces in the region. They would be more prepared and better equipped than in 2006. We would also likely see a flare-up in Syria, and perhaps a move by Turkey to assert itself in the region. Such a conflict would draw Russia and China in. Due to economic ties with Iran, there could be a clash of interests here. Russia, in particular, could view a Western attack on Iran as in direct violation of international law. As a result, there would be increased tension between these states. Such tension could escalate to Cold War levels due to the stakes at play, and in such a situation, China could decide to assert itself given its newfound economic might. A conflict with Iran will be costly and has the potential to ignite the whole region into chaos. However, it could act as a great means to distract the world from the pressing economic crisis, particularly the state of the euro. War is profitable, after all, and people love seeing big explosions on their HDTVs.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.